Hello, hello, everyone. How are you? This is Sinead, the Goddess Queen here, and this is our first episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. What we're going to do with this podcast is really open up our eyes, our mind, our thoughts, and our ideas to what abundant living means and what a full experience and life aspect of mind, body, and spirit fully means. I mean, because when we really sit down and think about it, what does mind, body, and spirit even mean? We've been so worried about changing and growth and spirituality. I think sometimes we forget to stop and remind the people who might not be there what exactly what this means and how it's meant to benefit you in your life. So that's a little bit about what we're going to talk about, you know, just in general with this podcast. I want this to be a safe place. I want this to be a place where you feel like you can come and have those eye-opening moments. I want this to be a place where you feel like you can come and feel open. So that's what we're going to do with this podcast. With Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit, we're really going to open our minds, our body, and our souls, and our spirits to experience a full out understanding of things. So that's going to be one of our goals here, you know, with this podcast. I'm going to be on here hopefully every day, but if I don't make it every day, it's definitely going to be every other day. I just want to make sure that I'm doing my part and I'm doing my piece to provide the knowledge that I at least have gained along this beautiful journey that I have been on. So that's kind of where we are. We will be having meditation at the end of every session. So that's something I definitely want you to wait till the end for. If anything, if you want to skip to the end, if anything, have that moment of meditation with me. Sit down and really see what it feels like to clear your mind, to be free, and have a guided meditative walkthrough through the soul plane. And we can do that together. But to get started today, I want to just talk a little bit about me and what brought me here to this point. So, as I stated, my name is Sinead. I am a Southern girl, born and raised, okay, in the South. And being born and raised in the South, it gives you a whole other aspect on life. I'll tell you that much. It is a whole different way of living. And to be real, I had no idea that that's what it was until I experienced to travel to other places within this country. It gave me a very eye-opening experience that nobody lives like we live in the South. We do things a lot differently, and I think one of the biggest things to understand is that in different areas, different things are taught, and just in general, you know, different people are taught different things, and that's why I think it's so important for us to get on the same level when it comes to this mind, body, and spirit thing. It is time for us to understand what our vibrational level is and rise to the occasion. So that's a little bit about what we'll be talking about. And with me, I have been on this amazing spiritual journey for the past 4 years, and we'll say 5 years, and it has taken me through ups and downs, amazing ups and downs. Just to give you a little backstory about my spiritual journey, I started this spiritual journey about 4 years ago, 4 to 5 years ago to be exact now. I had hit a pretty low point in my life, as being what I like to call a lover in this world. I have been through a lot of changes, a lot of growth, and a lot of ups and downs within my life journey. A lot of it was stemmed to me giving my all to this world and feeling as if it didn't need it, or I wasn't getting it back into return, the victim or the woe is me mentality. And that really kept me stuck for a while. Instead of love finding me, I was looking for love. So I truly had a different process going on in life previous to my spiritual journey. I mean, it was all about finding a relationship and finding love and finding that happiness and you know, doing good in my career so that I could find a relationship and find love and find my happiness. I think that's all of our women's, you know, goal a lot of times. But, you know, for me, that changed pretty soon on, actually. For me, that changed at a very interesting point of one of my relationships. I was in a nice long relationship of about 3 years. And if you're listening, you know, first off, I want to say thank you for the growth that came out of that relationship. I'm grateful for every moment. But that relationship was emotionally straining for me, personally, mentally, physically, straining. And it took me a long time in that relationship to truly realize where I was and where I needed to not be anymore, to be completely honest with you. Sometimes when you're stuck in a rut, you don't understand. Sometimes, you know, people say, I don't see how she's getting beat like that. I don't see how she's in this relationship like that. And she don't see. Literally, sometimes you're so blinded by wanting to be okay, you just don't see it. It takes truly some time to really see it. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about this at another day, but I came up with something throughout my journey called the loop process. It's called my loop theory. And what this loop theory states is it states that we all go through a journey, a process, and every time we are ready for our next level of growth, we're thrown into this trial process where we're giving tests, trials and tribulations, as some of us like to call it. And we're meant to make the best out of that situation and choose the best route for ourselves out of that situation. Now, what the most interesting thing is that normally we don't choose the best route for ourselves. Normally, we're not paying attention to that. It's not something that's on our radar, choosing the best route for ourselves. We do what makes us feel good. And one of the most interesting things is what's normally the right thing for you is not what feels good. So you're in this loop. You're continuing to have the same situations, the same things happening. You can't understand why. Keep getting the same jobs. You keep ending up in the same dead-end situations and the dead-end relationships. You know, you keep having this pit of depression or sadness that covers you. And that these things are things that are holding you back from your true abundance and that true level of awesomeness you feel like you should have in your life. Why? Why is that? Why is that a problem? It's because you're ready for your next level of growth. Mentally, right? But your soul is not ready. Your soul is not ready to take that life journey yet. There's some things that it needs to check off that list first. But you're trying to tell yourself you're ready without doing the work. And that's where the loop process comes into play. You must stop and take a moment to take yourself outside of the loop. You must stop and take a moment to see inside of your situation and figure out what is best for you. You've got to make a step. You've got to be drastic. You've got to take that leap of faith, as they say, and do something to spark change in your life. And until you do that, you'll be stuck. And that's what was happening to me. I was stuck. So I had to take that chance. I had to take that step, that leap of faith, as they say, and I did. I put everything on the line. I grabbed me, my cat, and everything that I had. Hello, hello, everyone. How are you? This is Sinead, the Goddess Queen here, and this is our first episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. What we're going to do with this podcast is really open up our eyes, our mind, our thoughts, and our ideas to what abundant living means and what a full experience and life aspect of mind, body, and spirit fully means. I mean, because when we really sit down and think about it, what does mind, body, and spirit even mean? We've been so worried about changing and growth and spirituality I think sometimes we forget to stop and remind the people who might not be there what exactly what this means and how it's meant to benefit you in your life. So that's a little bit about what we're going to talk about, you know, just in general with this podcast. I want this to be a safe place. I want this to be a place where you feel like you can come and have those eye-opening moments. I want this to be a place where you feel like you can come and feel open. So that's what we're going to do with this podcast. With mind, body, soul, and spirit, we're really going to open our minds, our body, and our souls, and our spirits to experience a full out understanding of things. So that's going to be one of our goals here, you know, with this podcast. I'm going to be on here hopefully every day, but if I don't make it every day, it's definitely going to be every other day. I just want to make sure that I'm doing my part and I'm doing my piece to provide the knowledge that I at least have gained along this beautiful journey that I have been on. So that's kind of where we are. We will be having meditation at the end of every session. So that's something I definitely want you to wait till the end for, if anything. If you want to skip to the end, if anything, have that moment of meditation with me. Sit down and really see what it feels like to clear your mind, to be free, and have a guided meditative walk through the soul plane. And we can do that together. But to get started today, I want to just talk a little bit about me and what brought me here to this point. So, as I stated, my name is Shanae. I am a Southern girl, born and raised, okay, in the South. And being born and raised in the South, it gives you a whole other aspect on life. I'll tell you that much. It is a whole different way of living. And to be real, I had no idea that that's what it was until I experienced or traveled other places within this country. It gave me a very eye-opening experience that nobody lives like we live in the South. We do things a lot differently. And I think one of the biggest things to understand is that in different areas, different things are taught. And just in general, you know, different people are taught different things. And that's why I think it's so important for us to get on the same level when it comes to this mind, body, and spirit thing. It is time for us to understand what our vibrational level is and rise to the occasion. So that's a little bit about what we'll be talking about. And with me, I have been on this amazing spiritual journey for the past 4 years, and we'll say 5 years, and it has taken me through ups and downs, amazing ups and downs. Just to give you a little backstory about my spiritual journey, I started this spiritual journey about 4 years ago, 4 to 5 years ago to be exact now. I had hit a pretty low point in my life, as being what I like to call a lover in this world. I have been through a lot of changes, a lot of growth, and a lot of ups and downs within my life journey. A lot of it was stemmed to me giving my all to this world and feeling as if it didn't need it, or I wasn't getting it back into return. The victim or the woe is me mentality. And that really kept me stuck for a while. Instead of love finding me, I was looking for love. So I truly had a different process going on in life previous to my spiritual journey. It was all about finding a relationship and finding love and finding that happiness and, you know, doing good in my career so that I could find a relationship and find love and find my happiness. I think that's all of our women's, you know, goal a lot of times. But, you know, for me, that changed pretty soon on, actually. For me, that changed at a very interesting point of one of my relationships. I was in a nice long relationship of about 3 years. And if you're listening, you know, first off, I want to say thank you for the growth that came out of that relationship. I'm grateful for every moment. But that relationship was emotionally straining for me personally, mentally, physically,
straining, and it took me a long time in that relationship to truly realize where I was and where I needed to not be anymore, to be completely honest with you. Sometimes when you're stuck in a rut, you don't understand. Sometimes, you know, people say, I don't see how she getting beat like that. I don't see how she's in this relationship like that. And she don't see. Literally, sometimes you're so blinded by wanting to be okay, you just don't see it. It takes truly some time to really see it. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about this at another day. But I came up with something throughout my journey called the loop process. It's called my loop theory. And what this loop theory states is it states that we all go through a journey, a process. And every time we are ready for our next level of growth, we're thrown into this trial process where we're giving tests, trials and tribulations, as some of us like to call it. And we're meant to make the best out of that situation and choose the best route for ourselves out of that situation. Now, what the most interesting thing is that normally we don't choose the best route for ourselves. Normally, we're not paying attention to that. It's not something that's on our radar, choosing the best route for ourselves. We do what makes us feel good. And one of the most interesting things is what's normally the right thing for you is not what feels good. So you're in this loop. You're continuing to have the same situations, the same things happening. You can't understand why. Keep getting the same jobs. You keep ending up in the same dead-end situations or the dead-end relationships. You know, you keep having this pit of depression or sadness that covers you, and that these things are things that are holding you back from your true abundance and that true level of awesomeness you feel like you should have in your life. Why is that a problem? It's because you're ready for your next level of growth mentally, right? But your soul is not ready. Your soul is not ready to take that life journey yet. There's some things that it needs to check off that list first. But you're trying to tell yourself you're ready without doing the work. And that's where the loop process comes into play. You must stop and take a moment to take yourself outside of the loop. You must stop and take a moment to see inside of your situation and figure out what is best for you. You've got to make a step. You've got to be drastic. You've got to take that leap of faith, as they say, and do something to spark change in your life. And until you do that, you'll be stuck. And that's what was happening to me. I was stuck. So I had to take that chance. I had to take that step, that leap of faith, as they say, and I did. I put everything on the line. I grabbed me, my cat, and everything that I had.